Welcome to the Picture Book Look podcast. I'm Kim Chafee.
And I'm Kirstie Call. Together, we'll share some of our favorite picture books and chat with their creators to explore the journey from story idea to bookshelf.
We'd love you to join us as we take a picture book look. Hey, Kirstie.
Hey, Kim.
How's life these days? Is it slowing down for you at all?
Not really. It's like totally happy chaos because all five of my children are unexpectedly under my roof right now.
Okay. Five children under one roof.
I love it.
It sounds like happy chaos.
I do. I love it.
You love it. That's very wonderful and genuine of you. Today's episode of the podcast is perfect for you then, and perfect for me and anyone else who has a busy life or a already full life with kids or other jobs and wanting to fit some writing time or find some time to fit in writing into their life.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got some thoughts. We've got some ideas.
We do. And it's something I feel like for me, probably the reason I have some ideas about how to fit writing into a very full life is because I have so many family members. And I realized that I was going to have to fit it in somehow. Right. So that's our first tip. Fit it in to small spaces. So for instance, if you are in a really long Costco line and you work on Google Docs, you can write as you're waiting. Or if you're in the pickup line for your kids, you can write as you're waiting. I have done this so many times, or sometimes I'll be like, oh my goodness, I have 15 minutes and no one is talking to me. It's very rare. Right. Or everyone will be occupied, right? I can get interrupted by many people when I know that everyone is occupied and I'll be like, oh my goodness, I have 15 or 20 minutes. And then I get that chance to just sit down and write a super crappy draft or write down some ideas or work on one stanza.
Right.
If I'm doing a rhyming manuscript or do a little bit of research, if I need to research for a manuscript, it's actually the perfect amount of time, 10, 15, 20 minutes to get just a little bit done. And with picture books, a little bit is a lot, right?
Yes, true. Absolutely. For me, that whole using those bits of time is best used doing the research and those kinds of things, only because the way my brain works is it takes a little while. It takes at least that much time to get my brain focused and into the zone of whatever it is I'm working on. So definitely can use those bits of time, and definitely have sitting waiting for my daughter to come out of school in the car. And that's other writing stuff, right? That's all connected to writing. So definitely using those little bits of time is super helpful and super important to fitting it all in. The other way that I try to fit writing in, because for me, I have to find that time at a different time of day. And so I know this is going to be really upsetting to some people to hear, but waking up early, to find that time or to make that time can be really powerful and helpful if you can get yourself to actually do it. I know getting up early is not for everyone, so this tip isn't going to work for everyone. But
I just want to say that I do it not every single day, but I do it a lot and it totally helps.
It does.
It's quiet. And my brain works the best in the morning.
For me, I think once my brain wakes up and once it gets going, I definitely can get a lot of work done in that time. I have found that Mel Robbins' 5-second rule is super helpful. If you're not familiar with Mel Robbins, just Google her. She also has her own podcast now, which I am absolutely consuming whenever a new episode comes out. And her 5-second rule is really simple. It's you count backwards from five and then you just do it like a rocket. Like a rocket, you count back from five, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you just do it. And you just have to decide to do it. And that little voice in your head that says, stay in bed, it's okay. Like, totally listen to that voice. Sometimes it's totally okay too. But it's also important to know that you can do the hard things and you can push through the uncomfortable, cold feeling at first, grab your bathrobe and get the work in. So getting up early, even though it can be hard,
totally worth it.
It can be worth it, especially if you get into a routine. I know you said you don't do it every day. I try to do it Monday through Friday and I let myself sleep in on the weekend. So if you can find a routine and a time that works for you, it can be really, really helpful.
Agreed.
Yep. What else you got for us?
Okay. So my next tip is kind of similar, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, because it's about scheduling it in. Schedule half an hour, schedule 20 minutes. It can even be schedule 10 minutes, whatever it is. Put it into your schedule so that it is just part of what you are planning to do.
Yeah.
And kind of like Kim said, lots of times when we schedule things, we don't want to do them.
Yep.
Probably most of the things on my calendar, once it comes to that time, I'm like, no, I don't want to do it.
Yep.
But use the 5-second rule. It's brilliant, it right?
It just interrupts.
Countdown.
Yeah, it interrupts that pattern of, you know, not wanting to do it.
That thought cycle, right? The pattern of not wanting to do what we have planned to do when we're using our prefrontal cortex, when we're using our brain, the brain that is not the toddler brain who just wants what it wants in that very moment, something, you know.
I have a hard time ignoring the toddler brain. I'll be honest.
But, you know, when you plan ahead, that is your prefrontal cortex. That is what you really want to do because you're looking at the big picture. You're looking at your goals and you're realizing what you need to do to get to your goals. And so planning in, even if it's just a short period of time, it could be once a week. It could be every day. It can be. You get to decide. That's the wonderful thing about time and our lives. We are in charge. We get to decide. So put it in the calendar. Right. And then honor it.
That's just it, right? Because if it's not on the schedule, then we're easy to dismiss it, I think, or to fill that time with something else that we feel, you know, must get done, dishes or laundry or vacuuming, those things that nobody really wants to do.
Right.
But they need to get done too at some point. But so does your writing if it's important to you. So scheduling it in just ensures that you're making time for it. And I think that's super important.
Yeah.
And
agreed.
Along those lines, my next tip is to remember that writing isn't just sitting down and writing or typing or however you write, whether you write on paper or type on your computer, writing looks a lot of different ways. And so like we were saying earlier, Kiersey, it could be doing research. It could be It could be reading picture books because mentor texts are so important to working on your craft. So
it could be gathering ideas.
It could be gathering ideas, brainstorming. I mean, writing looks so different. There are so many ways to, let's say, quote unquote, write, you know? So if you have little kids that are picture book age and you're doing a lot of reading of picture books with them, then guess what? You're already writing during your already full life. So, you know.
Exactly.
You're probably doing more than you think you're doing if you're not thinking about all the different ways that you can write. So
I love that tip, Kim.
Give yourself a pat on the back. You're probably doing more than you're giving yourself credit for. I feel like we're always so hard on ourselves.
And speaking of that, I do want to say, as we kind of wrap up these ideas on how to fit writing into our full schedule, in our culture, a lot of times we feel like success means that we're busy or success means that we're getting a lot done and we're always moving. And that is not success.
Yes, you're right.
It's just not. We need to take time to rest. And if there is a 15-minute period where you could write, but you feel like you need quiet, then take that quiet time, especially because as creatives, you have to be quiet in order to create.
Absolutely.
Your brain needs that quiet, clear time in order to come up with the ideas and to hear the muse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think a lot of us probably felt that more than ever during COVID. I know I did. There was no space in my brain for any kind of creativity because there was no quiet. There was so much worry and concern. And that's a whole other podcast, I suppose. But But resting is so important. So I know, Kiersey, we were talking earlier about never wanting anybody to hear our podcast and feel like they have to always be, you know, maximizing every minute of the day and utilizing every minute of the day to work and be productive, because rest is productive. Rest is important.
Right. And I don't want anyone to equate their worth with productivity.
Absolutely.
Even the word busy kind of bothers me a little bit, because it feels like a status symbol. Like, I'm so busy, which means I'm worthy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think that's a cultural thing that is just so harmful to our emotional health.
Absolutely.
So especially on this podcast, we want to make sure that we are never talking about things that will make people feel badly about themselves, but we want to help ourselves and other people see the good that they're already doing and also give themselves grace. Yeah. We need to give ourselves grace.
Absolutely. Definitely. Rest is so important and so useful. I know there's a metaphor that I had heard a long time ago. I don't know where I heard this, but it was something about if you are trying to cut down a tree and you have your saw that you're using to cut down this tree, and you're just going, you know, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and the mentality is, I just have to keep sawing and I'll get this tree down faster. I can't stop. As long as I keep working, I'll get this tree down faster. But in reality, if you stop to sharpen your blade, then you can get back to the work of cutting down the tree and get it down faster, because your blade dulls over time. And so working until your energy is depleted isn't going to be useful work.
It's not effective.
It's not effective. Resting is so important. Sharpen your blades. It's really hard, I think. Like you said, Kiersey, the culture that we live in holds this, you know, go, 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 and always be busy mentality into like high esteem, high regard. And I think we need to get away from that a little bit. So as much as we hope these tips are helpful for helping you find time to fit in some writing, if that's what you want to do, if that's what you need to do, also remember to fit in time for resting. And it's okay to rest.
Right.
It's good to rest.
It's imperative that we rest. And busyness is not success. And you know what I think success is?
What?
Success is connection.
Mm.
And connecting with yourself, connecting with others. And that's exactly what we do when we're writing picture books.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I love that. I think that's a great place to end.
Happy looking!
Picture Book Look is produced by Kiersey Call and Kim Chafee. Music by James Call.